Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf Shir Spatzo Luinishma Sambi Akashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kamo of Kufyud Base. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings that Rapopo said that if someone stole a cow and he killed it at Shabbos, he's Chayav. Why? Because the Geneva happened before. He stole it before. But if he had a cow which was not stolen, the cow was borrowed, it's like Parash She'ula, and he shechted on Shabbos, so then the din is he's potter because the gneva is happening on Shabbos. Isur Shabbos v'isur gneva boim kachas. Meaning when a shoyel kills the animal, that's what he's koyde the animal. So the simple question is, if the shoyel would not kill the animal, if the animal would die on its own, would you still be chayov? The answer is yes. Shoyel is chayov, one who borrows, he's obligated to pay, even if the animal died naturally. If that's true, so why, if he killed the animal, will it be different than the animal dying on its own? What mice is he doing when the animal dies on its own? No mice. So you're saying, why is he obligated? Because he's a shoyel, because he's a borrower. The borrower is obligated. So this borrower, this killing in Shabbos, why is he not obligated for the fact that he borrowed? And if it would die naturally, it would be chayav as well. So Shlomo Fischer in the Sefer Beis Yishai, in Sin Pei Vov, says that based on this, you see that when the Torah came and said that a shomer is obligated to pay, even if he did not do anything, it's considered to be as if he just now did something wrong. If a shoyel, for example, is obligated to pay when the animal dies naturally because he's responsible for the animal, he had to make sure the animal should not die. When the animal dies, it's considered to be as if he himself is killing the animal at that moment. He's considered to be Odom HaMazik at the moment. So therefore, regardless if it dies naturally or he kills it, the chiyuv starts only then. And if he does it be a diamond Shabbos, that chiyuv is kimle b'dir avrini. And he brings many rayas to this idea from the beginning of the Masechta, where we learn teshlumei nezek, payment of a damage from a shomer that pays. But the shomer did not do any damage. He just obligated because he's a shomer. You see, what a shomer is obligated to pay is not because he's a shomer. Shomer is obligated to pay because he's considered to be Odom Mazik. He's right now doing something wrong. And that's the pshat in our Gemara that he has a kim lebe d'rav mineh. And this idea that Shlomo Fischer is saying fits very much with the machshava, oimek machshava, of what a shoyel is all about. As a sfasemis in Parsha Mishpatim, Tafresh Lamed Vov, he goes ahead and says, what does a shoyel represent? The shoyel represents the fact that every person in this world is a shoyel. He's borrowing his body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him his body, gave him whatever he has, to use it for a good purpose. And then at the end of his life, he has to go and give back whatever he received. He has to return it, like every other shoyel has to return in the end of the borrowing period. And mimele, the same way a shoyel is obligated in oinsim, a shoyel is responsible for anything that happens. Also, a human being is responsible for anything that happens to him, to his guf, to his neshama. He's responsible because he's a shoyel. He has to make sure that everything will be okay. But then says the Sfasemes, we know that by a shoyel there's one patur. There's one time when a person borrows, he doesn't have to pay. When is that? As we're going to learn in Masechet Baba Metzia, in Ba'al of Imoy, when the owner is with him, then he doesn't have to pay. A person who lives his life together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's always in a constant state of Ba'al of Imoy. He is Moiser Nefesh to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tries his best always to connect to Hashem. So then there's no responsibility for him. Says the Sasemis, sometimes a person fails, sometimes a person does something wrong, and that's part of the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that tafkid, and part of the idea is he's not supposed to succeed in that challenge. As long as he's together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as he moist and nefesh to connect to Hashem, and you have Ba'al of Imoy, then he's now responsible. So if we take this idea, this concept of this Fasemis by a shoyel, and we connect it to our sugyo, now the Besisha makes so much sense. Every shoyel is not responsible for the fact he became a shoyel, because a person is not responsible for anything bad that happens to him once he's born. He's responsible for anything that happens. He's responsible once the thing happens. Only once there's some oinus that happened to his body, only there's something wrong that happens to his neshama, that's when he's responsible. So if the shoyel is an example of an adam living in this world, the same way an adam living in this world is clear that he's responsible for what happens when it happens, Oh, so the shoyl is responsible when it happens. It's considered to be odom amazik. It's not just a chiyuv of a shomer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.